Okay.
What I'm going to ask you is a few things that I lost the first time. Some of the on the tape there was a lot of noise, some of it from around, so occasionally I just lost things. So I may ask you one or two things again. And other than that, it's mostly just questions about your opinion about some things. Okay? One thing I wanted to ask you that I wasn't sure of from the last one is what your folks did. What did your folks do when you were growing up?
Well, mostly service and just that kind of thing. I was, my uncle that raised me was in postal service, and that provided my education.
You told me about what you thought of the strike afterwards. What did you think of the general strike at the time it was going on? Do you remember?
Well, as I told you, that was my introduction. That was my introduction into the class struggle. Looking back on it, I learned a lot from it, but at the time, I was just out of school, out of the Army, and I wasn't very class conscious of it.
Do you remember what your friends thought of it at the time? Did it have a similar impact on other people?
I was a newcomer here, and I believe there was six others who came to Camp Lewis and were here in Seattle for some time, and I think I was the only one that, I know I was the only one that was directly involved in the strike, or maybe indirectly. And that is my knowledge wasn't too extensive, but in the community I lived, there was quite favorable reaction because they were in the service mostly. That's about the only thing that was open in Seattle, the service industries, and the waterfront. So, in a limited way, there was favorable reaction to it.
Did you see any, would you say you were very unusual in how large an impact it had on you? Well, you say that for you, the start of serious class consciousness, that's a pretty big change. Would you say that you were very unusual, that most people that didn't touch nearly that deeply, or was that?
Maybe that's true.
Why do you think the other workers went out when the Metal Trades Council asked them to go?
Well, that was the very similar to the situation we're in today. The workers were oppressed. Big, huge layoffs and this kind of thing. It's a question of the crisis in their daily lives, what it took to live and so on. And this was being curtailed. And in any situation like that, the workers began looking for answers.
So they felt that by backing the shipyard strike, all of them would be better off?
Well, no, I'm not going to. I certainly can't define that. But in that situation, the workers are forced to defend their economic rights. Their economic rights. Cost of living, this kind of thing. So, what's the really effects? When they start curtailing the income, why they weren't working? Begin to take some steps to defend.
Do you remember during the strike how you got information about the strike?
Well, there was the union records, and then there, mostly by word of mouth, so on.
Do you remember anyone specifically as the leaders of the strike, or as important people in the strike?
Frank Turpin was chairman of the strike committee. At that time, I didn't have much contact with the leadership, but I became, Turpin and I became like good friends after it. We reviewed the situation, so I got most of my information. Jimmy Duncan was on the school board. He was quite active. Other than that, there was a number of union representatives that I can't remember now.
Do you remember how long the general strike lasted?
About 5 days, 4 or 5 days. I can't remember that. 4 or 5 days.
A short period.
It's a very, very short period. February 3rd is the day that I remember it was just a few days before my birthday. I think it's February 3rd.
Well, can you tell me what some of the jobs are that you've had since then? What are you mostly worked at? Has been here on the waterfront?
No. Right after jealous strike, an area of repression against the workers set in. Jobs were scarce. I drifted into the service. Was in service for, when the service industries, 1919, about 19, I think 21, then I started going to sea. And next 3 years, I think I went to sea. Big depression of service. Later, park and your Jewish section. Or late. Late 30. And that is after the big depression. There was a organization of unemployment cities committee, this kind of thing. I was very much part of that. Then in the 30s is when they started this big organization, the campaign to organize the unorganized, that they are organized students, auto, and so on. And John Mayne, he did a very good job of this place. That's the guy I met, Harry. And he spoke to the Sonic Temple when he was there. But the heck, he's going to build that kind of union, I'm going to help him. So I've been in this kind of struggle ever since. Mm-hmm.
Did you, during the time, did you raise a family also?
No, I didn't get married.
Safe to say that in your life you've been a politically active person.
I've been accused of that. The FBI and a lot of the other people.
In more traditional terms, does that include voting every election, say?
Certainly. Lobbying at the legislature. I'm from 1932 until 67 was the session of the legislature. I was down there 5-6 times a year, lobbying, bills, and so on.
Mm-hmm. At the time of the strike, were you a politically active person?
Yes, which was.
Of the 1919 general strike?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, that forgotten. Let's see. I've been fairly politically active in my home, but new surroundings and so on. So, don't think that I've missed voting in any major election since 1934.
Has there been a political leader in recent years who you felt spoke for you?
No.
Not entirely. Well, my political leaders here, you're getting in there.
Well, let's use a large definition of political. I don't mean necessarily a Democrat.
Yeah, well, we've got trade union leaders, we've got community leaders, and we got politicians, so I don't know if that covers them all or not. In the WCF days, we called the tunes. It's particular as far as the state legislature was concerned.
What's the WCF?
Washington Commonwealth Federation. That was a grouping of every trade union in the community was affiliated with.
In the 30s?
I started about 1937, because that was the my first interest in painting. We had we built the Washington Pension Union. That was 1937. And in 1939, we passed New Speech 40, the first pension bill in the state. That guaranteed the elder citizens $40 a month. That was 1939. So I've been in that field ever since.
What do you think is the most important issue facing the country today?
Well, when you say one issue, they're kind of complicated. I think that I can name three. Peace, I think, is the big extension of democracy and the higher standard of living for workers. I think that's the way I see it from here.
What do you like most about this country?
Well, now you look. There's nothing wrong with the country, it's the way it's run. It's a beautiful country, it's my country. And the only thing is the thinking about is robbing the people of their rights.
Well, I was gonna ask you next what you like least about this country, is to say that that's it. Has there been anything in the news lately that made you feel real good?
Well, when you say news, that's really I would like you to find that more, for I get news from all over the world. Get analysis of all the activities and the happenings all over the world. So when you say news, do you want to confine it to Capitalist Press here? Well, there are a number of important developments, and the fall of the two outstanding fascist regimes in the world, Spain and Portugal. Developments in Africa, I think all are very, very encouraging.
Has there been anything in the news lately that made you feel especially mad?
A number of things. The repressive bill they're trying to pass is reforming the Senate Bill 1. To establish a police state. The fact that the ultra right drive this the U.S. Labor Party. They're tied up to the CIA, the FBI, and so on. That's undocumented. We can't be very happy over that. They've been down here at the hall, very belligerent and so on, trying to push people around. So there is a definite drive to curtail the democratic rights of the American people and to divide them along racial, religious, and anti-communist lines.
What great people, living or dead, do you admire most?
Oh, boy. I guess I'd have to put Lennon at the top of the list. Can't overlook some of them. In my own office, not at W. Harry didn't do a good job. I was down in Frisco over the weekend. Saw Harry, Lou, Bill, retiring officers, all the new officers, and those all first. It was a good discussion with them. They've done a real job. The benefits that we've got from our labor, the good pensions, full medical and hospital care. This is something that I don't think there's another union in the country that has the kind of benefits that we have. Medicine doesn't cost us anything. Hospitalization costs us anything. Hey guys, come in. Look, I got a new pair of glasses. This cost me 77 cents. What's up? This kind of thing. Oh.
I'd like to ask you a couple things that are just opinions about, I don't know, human nature or something like that. Do you think most people can be trusted or that you can't be too careful with people?
I I do think that there is some you really can't be sure. I agree with that, but. The overwhelming majority of people that I meet are pretty darn honest.
I can ask how it's important then, working with the Charles C. Moore Company of San Francisco, engineers building power plants and things of that kind. And we were working on the Portland Gas and Electric Company plant in Portland in 1918. Then got through with that and came to Seattle to work on the Lake Union plant, which was also another Charles C. Moore building. And I didn't get here, as I recall.